The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
One of the biggest Mexican artists in the world is teaming up with Yo Quiero Taco Bell. I can't wait for Otto to give us the deets and food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
You may be entitled to a tariff refund from FedEx and UPS. Now, it's too much for me to break down, but here's a short story. The Supreme Court struck down the tariffs, right, that President Trump put on. So far, about $100 billion in tariffs have been refunded to companies. It doesn't mean they have to give you exactly what you paid, but there might be a way for you to get some money back. I will send you the link, okay? At Dana Cortez on Instagram, shoot me a DM. It's costing an average of almost $1,800 per U.S. household a year, these tariffs. So if you could get any kind of money back, I'm sure you want it. Once again, shoot me the DM. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Peso Pluma, Taco Bell, and Tajin are teaming up for a new Taco Bell tajin menu items. So there's tajin tacos, there's tajin cheesy gordita crunch, and there is the tajin pineapple strawberry freeze.
The gordita crunch. That sounds so good. Congratulations to Peso Pluma. You may not know who he is. He's very huge in the Spanish music world, but he went to school in the
in
U.S.
In San Antonio.
Thank you. Thank you very much. He's just such a big star.
This is his biggest collaboration yet.
Oh, for sure. Way bigger than Caliucci's.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are you okay with a friend or a family member or even a stranger correcting your child if they're doing something wrong? My friend came to our house and had her littles with her, and they were just kind of rummaging through my kitchen. And I was like, okay, are you going to say something?
Driving Dana crazy.
I was not allowed to do these kind of things. They were opening the refrigerator, going through everything. I'm like,
going into the pantry.
Going into
the
cabinets.
Obviously, they're hungry.
You guys really don't have a house situation for little kids either. Everyone in your household's grown.
And everything's neat, like put in place. But my
own, we have white couches.
My own kids did not do that. They knew better than to go rummaging through or whatever. And let me tell you something. You better not do it going to someone else's house. Before we get wherever we're going, I'm having the talk. Don't ask me if anybody could spend the night. Don't ask me if you could spend the night. Don't ask me.
Boo.
Don't tell me you're hungry here and make these people think that I don't feed you. And don't you dare open their refrigerator or anything. So anyway, I'm sitting there for like 20 minutes losing my mind. I'm like, oh my God. Finally, I was like, are y'all hungry or something? And they were like, yeah. And the mom was like, well, yeah. And so then I'm ending up making food and cleaning up after the kids and thinking to myself, are you not going to say anything to them for getting into my, you know, getting into my
stuff?
See,
that's what you don't say anything to the kid. You say something to the parent. So I have a niece that's 3 years old. And when she starts acting crazy, I don't ever tell her anything. I tell my brother, hey, you should probably check your kid, dude.
Oh, just like that. Just that
literally, just like that.
Well, and you have such a good relationship with your brother. That's why.
I don't tell his wife anything.
Yeah.
So that's what I was going to say.
I was like, I don't say
she's
anything.
She's not my
to her.
Family.
Yeah.
She's my good friend. I don't know how to tell her.
I love her, but I don't know that I could tell her, hey, you better check your kid.
That would be, that's, I don't how know,
your,
though.
How does your brother even take that? I can see sibling rivalry kicking off with one of those comments like that.
He used to tell me stuff about Ava all the time.
Yeah.
Like she said, we have a really, really good relationship. Yeah. I could say that kind of thing with it to him, and he's not going to get upset.
And I have a good relationship with my friend, too. I felt embarrassed to tell her.
Secondhand embarrassment is tough.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't want to come off as you're criticizing somebody's parenting, right?
But I am. What are you doing? What are you doing? Okay, so Nancy's been on hold. Are you comfortable correcting a family member or a friend's child?
I have two nieces. There's 7 and 2. But the 7-year-old, I feel like my sister-in-law just, throws the iPad or the TV on in front of them just to, entertain them. Mm-hmm. And whenever we come over, it annoys me because I'm like, why are we just throwing all these platforms in front of them instead of what we used to do, read books, play games, go outside, get dirty. She always wants to use my Snapchat, the filters and all that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that if I'm in control of it. But then she tries to grab my phone and go onto it herself. And I'm like, absolutely not. I don't know where you got this idea. You can just grab somebody's phone and sign up on these things. And then I don't know if you remember us growing up when we had MySpace.
Yes.
I know I was guilty of it. I kind of changed my birth date a little bit so I could get an account.
I know what you're saying. We pretended we were older. Now
yeah,
I want to pretend I'm younger.
Like we were old. I feel that all the way. But it's like, you know, I feel like these kids are getting a hold of this now and they're doing what we used to do and making themselves older to get onto these platforms.
You're concerned because of the iPad. You said, why aren't we playing outside? Why aren't we doing, why aren't we just talking to them? You know, why, yep. You know, don't you want to go over there and just get to know them?
Your parents didn't talk to you. My parents ignored me my entire childhood.
No, but my aunt did.
Just to yell at me.
And my cousins did. And the people around me did. But if you have your face in the screen, you can't play with your sibling. You're not even imagining anything anymore. You're not even playing and coming up with fun ideas. That's part of the brain growing. You realize that, right? Imagination is a huge part of development.
You know, they're just trying to engage, but they're just so fixated on looking at the TV. They're not even looking at you eye to eye to have a conversation. And that, I'm sorry to say it, but pisses me off.
Have you thought about having a conversation with your sister, or do you think it's crossing the line?
I personally feel like it's crossing the line just because I don't want to be that person to judge into someone's parenting, considering I'm not a mom yet. So who am I to say anything? I feel like that's where my mindset goes, because I'm like, who am I to say anything to their parenting if I'm not a parent?
Well,
I'm just afraid that's going to get thrown in my face.
I understand your concern, but I will tell you, you are their aunt. I would have a conversation. I don't know. I mean,
it's all about how you approach it.
How you approach it. Yeah, you can't be accusatory or don't you know?
Right.
Or maybe bring it up like, oh, I was reading this study and how detrimental it is to your kid to put them on an iPad.
How about I was listening to the Dana Cortez show?
What a word.
I think you need to be able to tell her and maybe reprimand the children yourself.
No, I was the first person to put her in timeout before her mom even put her in timeout.
Yeah, if that's the history, then I wouldn't critique her parenting.
Maybe mom needs to be in timeout. Yeah. All right, girl, I love you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for holding.
Love you too. Listen to you guys every day. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A lot of people want to weigh in on this one. You can go to Dana Cortez Show on Instagram and continue the conversation. We'll be back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Sean Diddy Combs in prison right now while his twin daughters that he shared with Kim Porter, the late Kim Porter, are on the road touring and talking about their new clothing line. And I thought this was very interesting because I've never heard them speak before, really.
I don't really know much about them at all.
They're women now. And they sat down with Entertainment Tonight, and immediately the reporter comes out and asks, are you worried about negative press?
No. Not at all. Not at all, because people fail to realize that, like, just because he's our dad doesn't mean, like, his press is his own press. Mm-hmm. Our press is our own press. Our clothing line is our clothing line. It's not his clothing line.
And, of course, then the ET reporter breaks in again and is like, well, hold on. Why are you doing this right now when your dad is getting all this negative press?
Like I've said, we wanted to have a clothing line for many, many, many years. Now is the time because we're becoming adults. We're 19 years old.
Yes.
We're not in high school anymore. Sure. We're becoming young women.
And I totally get that. They can't stop their lives because of what's happening in their father's lives. I'll give it to the reporter, too. She goes on to ask, how is your relationship now with your father?
It's great.
Is it good?
Yes, it's great. We definitely are very close, and he gives the best advice. He's very, very, like, knowledgeable in that aspect. We ask him all the time, like, we need help on this. We need help on that. Also, something that he, like, has always consistently said to us, success won't be, like, handed to you. Like, don't expect you to go like this and success will come. Like, you have to put in the work. You have to put in the time. That advice has really, really shaped us today because we've put in so much work. He's really, really, really been helpful.
And you know how I feel about Diddy, but I have to admit, when it comes to business, the man knew what he was doing, especially with Sean John. He had clothing brands.
Ciroc.
He's had Ciroc, and all of that. And in fact, their brand, 1221, is an ode to their father and their mother. Like, they're really pulling in from that 90s look, which is very hot, by the way, right now. The 90s is back. I feel badly for these young women because I feel like right away people are judging them.
Well, I mean, they are.
You can't help what your father or your mother does. You cannot judge a person because of their family's choices.
Yeah, but they're capitalizing off of the fact that their father's in prison and he's been a news story for the past year constantly.
What are they supposed to do? They're 19. They're just supposed to sit at home and be in a corner?
I guess they got to make their money somewhere, right?
Yeah, I think regardless if Diddy was in prison or not, they would still be receiving the benefits of being, you know, Nepo babies.
Yeah, exactly. But the one thing they did say is that Daddy said, you got to work. We're not going to give you anything. Well, you know, I don't know how much of that I believe, but I do know that they're brave. They're brave. And I mean what I say when it comes to you can't judge a person by the actions your family make. I've had
I've had
family members go to prison for decades and end up being good people later in life, but you can't blame me or my grandmother or my you know, or anybody else for their choices.
No, they're not responsible for their father's actions.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying they just try to profit off of them.
Hey, you can get pressed, get it any way you can, you know? And I wish them the best of luck. They seem like lovely young women, all right? I'm posting the clothing line at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Sean Diddy Combs in prison right now while his twin daughters that he shared with Kim Porter, the late Kim Porter, are on the road touring and talking about their new clothing line. And I thought this was very interesting because I've never heard them speak before, really.
I don't really know much about them at all.
They're women now. And they sat down with Entertainment Tonight, and immediately the reporter comes out and asks, are you worried about negative press?
No.
Not at all.
Not at all, because people fail to realize that, like, just because he's our dad doesn't mean, like, his press is his own press. Mm-hmm. Our press is our own press. Our clothing line is our clothing line. It's not his clothing line.
And, of course, then the ET reporter breaks in again and is like, well, hold on. Why are you doing this right now when your dad is getting all this negative press?
Like I've said, we wanted to have a clothing line for many, many, many years. Now is the time because we're becoming adults. We're 19 years old.
Yes.
We're not in high school anymore. Sure. We're becoming young women.
And I totally get that. They can't stop their lives because of what's happening in their father's lives. I'll give it to the reporter, too. She goes on to ask, how is your relationship now with your father?
It's great.
Is it good?
Yes, it's great. We definitely are very close, yeah. And he gives the best advice. He's very, very, like, knowledgeable in that aspect. We ask him all the time, like, we need help on this. We need help on that. Also, something that he, like, has always consistently said to us, success won't be, like, handed to you. Like, don't expect you to go like this and success will come. Like, you have to put in the work. You have to put in the time. That advice has really, really shaped us today because we've put in so much work. He's really, really, really been helpful.
And you know how I feel about Diddy, but I have to admit, when it comes to business, the man knew what he was doing, especially with Sean John. He had clothing brands.
Ciroc.
He's had Ciroc, yeah, and all of that. And in fact, their brand, 1221, is an ode to their father and their mother. Like, they're really pulling in from that 90s look, which is very hot, by the way, right now. The 90s is back. I feel badly for these young women because I feel like right away people are judging them.
Well, I mean, they are.
You can't help what your father or your mother does. You cannot judge a person because of their family's choices.
Yeah, but they're capitalizing off of the fact that their father's in prison and he's been a news story for the past year constantly.
What Otto, what are they supposed to do? They're 19. They're just supposed to sit at home and be in a corner?
I guess they got to make their money somewhere, right?
Yeah, I think regardless if Diddy was in prison or not, they would still be receiving the benefits of being, you know, Nepo babies.
Yeah, exactly. But the one thing they did say is that Daddy said, you got to work. We're not going to give you anything. Well, you know, I don't know how much of that I believe, but I do know that they're brave. They're brave. And I mean what I say when it comes to you can't judge a person by the actions your family make. I've had I've had family members go to prison for decades and end up being good people later in life. But you can't blame me or my grandmother or my you know, or anybody else for their choices.
No, they're not responsible for their father's actions.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying they just try to profit off of them.
Hey, you can get pressed, get it any way you can, you know, and I wish them the best of luck. They seem like lovely young women.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Have your parents ever embarrassed you, or have you ever embarrassed someone you don't mean to? Let me tell you, Otto and Aunt, what happened the other day. Obviously, my mother's been very ill, right? She's cancer free. Thank you, Lord. But she still has a long road. Like, she's undergone radiation and, you know, 12, 15, 18 surgeries. I don't even know how many just in the past year, you know. But she just never stops telling people to listen to me on the radio, no matter the circumstances.
No matter what. She will literally pull up, and you should be listening to my daughter, Dana Cortez.
It's like, Mom.
Hey, we need it. We need it. We need all the advocates we can get.
I understand. But, Otto, it is so embarrassing. I'm like, nobody. This person is, like, checking your blood pressure. Or cleaning, you know, whatever. And I'm like, Mother, stop doing it. And I can't tell her anything right now because she's sick.
You shouldn't tell her anything regardless, anytime, or if anything. Let her be. Let her pride, even
mom.
If it does.
No,
this
mom.
Is the same mother that would put Dana's name on the marquee in front of her bar when Dana would come home. Dana Cortez is in the house, it would say.
That's, and we lived in a little town with like 8,000 people, so all my friends were like, you're coming to town? How do you know? Your mom's got it up on the marquee at the bar. I'm like, oh my God.
I know that's embarrassing for you now, but it is a blessing. That is so cool,
of course,
dude.
I
marvel
I
at that.
Mom.
That's so
Thank
cool.
Thank you, Mom. I love you.
I had a way more superficial story than that. I was doing a for those who don't know, I'm a stand-up comedian, and I was doing a show a couple weeks ago, and it was going good. I dare I say, when I was on stage, I entered such of a flow state where I was just not even thinking.
Just letting it go.
And then there was this group of maybe like four pretty you know, grown women. I don't know their age, 28 to 32. We'll give it around that. And again, I wasn't thinking. I was just operating in another realm. Mm-hmm. And I looked over and I seen this girl had a turtleneck, and she had a turtleneck and some like jean washed pants on. And I was like, oh my God, you dress like Steve Jobs. And I didn't think, when I said it, I didn't think it was going to get the reaction it did. But people started standing up in the back of the room and trying to see her. And they started going,
was
stand up.
Was she mortified? Was she mortified?
Well, she wasn't mortified until her friend looked at her and goes, oh my God, you do. And then that's when I felt so bad because I called her out. And I just like, she was a great sport for the show, but she was red. And I thanked her for releasing the Apple Watch. And then I told her thank you after, but yeah.
The clothing thing is terrible because she couldn't change. That's like the time, Otto, remember
exactly.
When I flew to Vegas with the two different sandals on?
Yes.
Do you remember that? What? Oh my gosh. I was
We got it. We're walking out of the airport and Dana realized that she had two different shoes on.
So the whole flight, the whole way, nobody said a word. I had to go buy I ended up buying Birkenstocks at some like quick shop. I don't like Birkenstocks. I get it, they're not my steez. And then I called my sister-in-law who we had talked to right before we left for Vegas. She's like, I noticed. I thought it was a fashion thing.
I mean, some guys do wear the two different shoes thing.
Yeah, I wear Birkenstocks though, so don't ever disrespect Birkenstocks ever again.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.